Well, good morning. Randy's already made me hot, Charlie. Well, he's already, we on and going. I tell you, I done walked into some fired up people this morning. Whoo. Whoo. Sue. Hallelujah. My goodness. Come on, Lord. How majestic is your name. All right, good morning. One more time, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen. Buenos dias. All right, let's get through here. Let's get started. We're going to have to get phone numbers and addresses so we can call them and send them a letter and get started. All right. It's my last day, so I got to get all this in here. Got to pack it in. Hopefully we'll get through. Or we'll get exactly what we need done. That's the main thing. All right. Let's go ahead and just pray. Get started. Father, we thank you for bringing us here today, Lord. I thank you for that wonderful spring rain that we're having. I love it. I really like it. I don't like it when it's cold. I like the spring rain. It just, that favor and sense of you, Lord God, that this, what is it, in the song, Lord, that's just the after the rain, Lord, the way it, yeah, the fragrance, there it is. Thank you, Lynn. The fragrance of the spring rain, and you step out in it, and it's just, whoo, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I think there's something in the air this springtime, it means life. Lord, let your life spring forth here today, this morning. Let your understanding be in abundance this morning, Lord God. Let us just grab a hold of these things. Let the wounds and the hurts be healed. Let your truth just saturate us, Lord God, and let us cling to that. Let us hold fast to those truths that you've given us, Lord God, that you died to reveal to us, Lord, but you rose again to seal them upon us. We thank you for this, Lord, for this time and for this offering of the fragrance, Lord, of our worship, of our coming forth to you, Lord. Let it be a sweet savor unto your nostrils. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Ooh-wee. I read that one time. I said, my goodness, a sweet savor to his nostrils. That's good. It's good. I think that's King James Version. He was pretty blunt with some stuff. Or Tyndale, whoever it was. All right. We've made it to the third T's, to the fourth T. Second side of T's. But we're going to stay in that second T because that second T was the truth. We're going to leave that first T alone because it's going to be behind us. And we learn by the truth what's behind us, mercy and goodness. Mercy and goodness is what's behind us, according to Psalms 23:6. We got to understand that, right? So we don't look back upon the hurts and the pains. We know what's behind. We walk and we leave it. Jesus said, follow me. That was, I think, you know, we could put all this stuff in there, but I think that's like his first commandment. Follow me. He's going. We can't sit still. We got to follow him. My brother over there said that, hey, he feel like running today. If you're not following me, that's fine. But if you're not running faster than me, you will be. It's just how it is. You're going to follow the fastest one. So whoever's following quicker, you'll fall in line, won't you? Or get left behind. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So we're going to hit on some things of Paul today. But so with this trauma, all this stuff, I hope everybody had a good week. I had a good week for the most part, and then it kind of fell apart and still hadn't got out of it. But Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We don't look on here. We want to look at him. Was it Corey Ten Boom, wasn't it? Don't look up or down. Just look to the Lord. If you look back, you'll miss him. Do this, but look. Just look for the Lord. Looking to the Lord. Don't be looking around. Proverbs says, don't look to the left or to the right.
Straight on.
That's right. And so that's what we got to do, no matter what. Just so like the old blinders, tell them, get the blinders out. I'll be like the old mule. All right, so we pray these things. These are scriptures. This is our truth. We apply those things to our soul. I think we kind of hit in on some other ones that I had that was like for the body and for the soul and for the flesh. And now we're in this thing. What's next? Once we have our traumas, we have whatever's going on in our life, we come out of it, or we heal out of it by the truth. Not by our soul, okay? Not by our feelings, not by our emotions. We will not overcome with our feelings and our emotions. We might be flying high one day by those feelings or emotions, but it won't be long. Something else is going to come, and we're going to boom, boom, spiral out of control and probably crash and burn again. Then we're down in a big low. Then we're trying to get back up again. So that's how we catch ourselves clinging to wrong things, things that blow by. Jude, I think he writes in there, and Paul talks about it, is that the doctrines, we want to get the sound doctrines, we want to get the truth of God, so that we're not blown to and fro by any kind of teaching, any kind of doctrine, anything that's going to make us kind of feel good. We got goosebumps. Okay, I'm going back over there. Yeah, but come on. We know it's not about the goosebumps. Are the goosebumps good? Well, yeah, I like them. But we want the truth applicated to our soul, to our spirit. Let the spirit lead and guide us. So that's where we're going to ruin in a segue to lead and guide us into what? A transition. We have to be transitioned. Romans 12:1. How many can quote that one? Be not performed or conformed. Yeah, so let's see how beautiful that is. Is that truth? It is a truth, but it's also a command in there. You do not be conformed to this world, but you will be transformed or transitioned by what? The renewing of your mind, which is repentance. Change the way you think. We have to do that. We have to do that. We can't keep clinging to the wrong teachings or the wrong advice or the feelings or the emotions or these things over here. We have to cling, no matter what we feel, no matter what it acts like. I like to say, whatever it looks like, acts like, tastes like, feels like, it's good. We can just say those things, though, right? But there's a difference if you really believe those things. So that's where it is. I was able to pray for somebody this week, a couple times, a couple people. One was a pastor. He's battling some things right now, severe things. We go through this life, and hey, he had a tremendous, 15 years ago, had a tremendous encounter with God because he had a tremendous encounter with a vehicle, and it tried to take him out. But God spoke to him, said, you will walk for me. You will talk for me. You will do these things for me. And guess what? As soon as he got out of the hospital, they rolled him right in, and he went to speaking and preaching in a wheelchair. Well, now, 15 years later, there's like a lung disease that's come back on him. And now, you know, I didn't even recognize him. He said, well, I need prayer. I need other people to pray with me and all these things. But see, what happens now, for 15 years, we preach in the Word. We're walking in this thing, right? We're walking in this thing. And all of a sudden, we get hit by another truck. Do you believe this? See, now here's the testimony. Here's the glory of God. We want to be glorified. Well, my goodness, you know how that's going to look like? I have no idea. But do you believe? And if you got this truth in you, and you working these things out, that's what rises up the faith. That's what rises up the truth in you of knowing that you can believe and that you do believe no matter what you're going to face. I'm not saying, my goodness, I'm ready to walk out of this world and leave everything behind, but you know what? Who's in front of me? What's behind me? Mercy and grace and goodness. It's all going to be behind me. If that's my family or whatever it is, that they're good. Mercy's on them. God's got them. We got to keep walking forth, because when that time comes, do you believe? You know, Ananiah and Shaniah and Mishael. Y'all know who that is? Yeah. I call them by their real name, not the world name. No matter what, you throw me in the furnace, you do whatever you want to do, I'm going to be what? I'm going to worship the Lord. Okay, turn it up 7 times. Did they waver? No. You know, that's the thing. Well, here's Daniel, the same deal. Did he waver? No. All right. So this is part of what hit me when I was praying for my brother the other day. It was like, okay, we know that stuff. So that's what we want to cling to, right? That's what we want to cling to. But here's the other brothers and sisters, what with Nero and all those, when they come in, what? They make candlesticks out of them. Where was God at then? Come on. How about the ones who did get eaten by the lions? Where's God then? Are we going to flight? We're going to flee? Take flight? Are we still going to stand our ground and say, He is who He is? Period. That's the transition that we have to get to walk through so that we can get to that fourth T of tranquility. That we are unwavered. That we're not knocked here and over here. We're not spiking over here and then down in a low the next week or day. We have to get there. We have to, because this is how the world wants you to do. It's a juggling act. We're not being juggled, man. The Lord embraces us and holds us Amen. Tight. He doesn't say, look at this. You know, it's not a show for Him. It's life. It's real. It's love. It's the truth. So as we move forth, transition. What is transition? I hate to erase anything, I tell you. So let's just go to here. Hope Aaron got that. If you got it, Luke, within you, we need to keep that under control. Down deep. I'm going to get that one out of here. I'm going to leave Mark up there. I'm going to leave that Psalm up there. So look where we at now. All right, transition. What is a transition? Glasses? Huh? Change. It's a change. It's got to take place. But this is what old Webb said again, Webster. A change or shift from one state, subject, place, etc. to another. Okay? A change or shift from, I like to capitalize on words. From one state, subject, getting a little crazy with it. What else I said? From one state, subject, place, etc., to another. There's a translation. It's got to take place. The word says that He's translated us from what? From the darkness and into the light. That's very important. We have to. So a change or a shift from one state, South Carolina to North Carolina for me. Y'all get it? You get it. Might not get it. A state of mind, state of being, the state. All right, I think Paul said over that, he said that, I don't want to get too far ahead of it right quick. Let's take another breath. Let's look what Paul did say in Romans 8. How do we make this transition? Listen, Pastor Terry was just all over it Sunday, man. I'm like, my goodness. He was hitting it. And I'm like, okay, let's just lay it over. You know, y'all with me. Y'all had overhead projectors, some of you, like in school or anything else? They'd have it down here. Then they'd just take another copy, right? And it was like an overlay. And it would just fill right in with the other ones. I was like, that's pretty cool. They don't even, you know, we just hit the slide now. Many, many, many notes come off overhead projector for me. Just write it down. I didn't even remember half of it. Just wrote it down. Failed my test anyway. I did. I failed a lot of them. I passed the ones that counted. When the heat's on, woo, right? So I like to put some heat on it. Got to have some heat on it. So the transition, so what he said in Romans 8:1, where Pastor Terry was talking about, first off, here's the other one. The other guy I prayed for this week that was, you know, it felt like he was at his wit's end on a lot of things. And man, he's a young brother. And he's not that young in Christ, but... You know, you could say you believe in, again, you could say you believe in Christ, and you've walked, say, with Christ, you know, for 20, 30 years, but then there was not an event, an adversary, or a truck hit you, whatever, Jim, you know what I mean, golf cart run over you. Something happened in your life to where you had to call down the truth. You had to pull up the kingdom of God from within you to get through these things. And when you've overcome that, you know what that's called? That's called faith. Lord showed me last week, he gave me a word. He was saying the faith wasn't the unknown, stepping into the unknown. Faith is actually the evidence of walking in the known. You got the Hall of Fame over there in Hebrews 11. The first verse says what? Faith is the substance or the evidence of things hoped for. It's the evidence of it. It's the... When Jacob leaned over his staff to bless the tribes, guess what he was leaning over? He was leaning over his staff, which had marks all the way up it of evidence of the moments and times that God prevailed in his life, that the truth came forth in his life and the love of God shined forth. So he's blessing his children over a stack of evidence of faith of who his Lord and Father is. The God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I bless you with them. And he's leaning over the evidence of it. See, I want a stack of evidence. See, that over here in the Hall of Fame, all those people had evidence, stacks of evidence. They were men of faith. They had evidence of God. Not hope. They did have hope. But it wasn't an unknown faith. It was known. So here he is right here, and my young brother, I mean, he's already went off, and now, man, he's got married now, and he's got three kids now. He's going around the world telling people about Christ. Good. That's honorable and noble, right? Yes. But don't take off on a jet plane. And you're going to enter into another dominion where it's not like here. And that's what I had to tell him. I said, brother, you off over here. I mean, you want to go to Greece? Whoa. Yeah. There's been some spiritual battles going on over there for thousands of years. So So you're tapping into a whole nother mechanism over here. Another agent that's going to try to cause trauma in your life. There's a reason when he says, when you, what, receive power, you'll be a witness where? Jerusalem. Where was Jerusalem considered? And we preach this, we teach this. That's the home base. That's your home front. That's your household. And then what? Judea. We'll get out, you know. I'm over in Polk County now. Now I'm over in Ruffin County. Before we start spreading out a little bit. Then Samaria. Now Samaria was what? That was the outcast place, right? Where we didn't really have dealings with these folks. But yet he's going to take you out in here. Then the outermost part. The other, you know, then you go out. So what happens if you get this? Oh, I got power. Boom, I'm on a jet plane. I'm going off over here. Did you deal with the things inside of you? Do you really know who the Lord is? Do you really know who you are? Your identity in Christ. Who do you say is? Listen, the first thing, and we get this thing, but the first thing that the enemy questioned Jesus with in the wilderness was what? Not if he could turn the rocks into bread. If you are the Son of God. So that's our question. So here we are when we face with these things. And listen, when this agent, these outside sources come into us, the only reason these things are, they're not coming in to try to make us stronger. The main thing that is coming into you is to take away your identity. To make your mindset think that that's not who I am. I'm telling you what, when I was a little bitty boy, I'll come back to it. When I was a little bitty boy, I was a rambunctious little fella. Believe that or not. But I was also a sickly little fella. I was in an oxygen tent for like 6 times in 1 year. I got pneumonia. I couldn't breathe. I was allergic to almost anything that was flying through the air or could even be digested or ingested. And probably I couldn't digest many of it. And I stayed in a bubble type oxygen tent thing. And I mean, I was in there and they'd throw a football to me in through there and I'd throw it back out of a little hole I had. But then when I come out of there, it's like, man, God moved on my life, whatever. But I was a rambunctious little fella. I was about life, you know. I'm, you know, caged animal, get loose, turn loose, pew! It couldn't keep me down. I was into everything, running and going and doing. And then there's some trauma hit my life. Some abuse. And my goodness, it just ripped. It ripped me out. Shame. Hurt. All these things just come on me. And I mean, I can remember. I'm walking down the road after the altercation, man. And I just felt shame. I could see my feet walking. I could see the shirt that I had on. And I felt so dirty. I felt so hurt. So just tormented. You know what I mean? Just like jump out in front of a car or something. You know what I mean? But heck, I wasn't but 4 or 5 years old. Maybe 6. First grade, I think it was. But anyway. So that took that boldness. That took that fire out of that little boy. It took the identity from me. So the rest of my life growing up, I still had some on occasions. You know what I mean? I would get tapped into here, but it still wasn't like that ball of fire, that fullness that of life that I had in me already. So that's what happens when that agent comes in. It wants to take that identity away from you. It wants to shut you down. It wants to take away what God perfectly designed in the mama's womb. Your destiny. So I told my brother, I said, brother, you have got to know who are you. You have to know who you are. You're going off over here chasing lions. And man, you need to learn how to love on that little kitty cat first. It's stages in our life and our growth. We can't, you know, the old saying, you can't put the cart before the mule. Paul said, in Proverbs, zeal without knowledge is dangerous. The bull in the china shop. You know, we run out. Oh, we're going to do this. Who are you? Because unless you have that encounter with God and you really start working and letting His truth come back, unless you are what? Led by the Spirit of God. So Romans 8:1 is what? There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So when it comes in, what's one of the truths we got to say? I'm not condemned by this. No matter the outcome or the situation, I am not condemned. Right? I got a couple over here somewhere. But this is the truth of what we have to be. All right, let's go. So that transition has to take place. So Romans 8:1, and we go through 14. Listen, we can even go back to 6. Of Romans 8, 6, Romans 6, and it touches on, but you know, uses the word sin in there. Those in sin, it's disobedience and all the stuff in sin that we have to be what? We have to be, if we've been baptized with Him, we have to go down. The old man is dead and the new man has risen. This is the encounter. This is part of the transition. All right, but look, the church has failed, a lot of us, because that's where it stops. You know, the same brother, I touched base with him. We went through this whole thing, and I sent him a text message yesterday. So I'm wondering, how you doing? What's going on with you? Well, he gives me a voicemail back. I missed his call. Oh, brother, this is good. God is good. And there's a couple of brothers that's come to Christ, and this has come to Christ. This has come to Christ. Oh, God's really moving. Okay, good. But that's the same old person I heard last time. Praise God, people are getting born again. If that's what's going on, praise God. I'll be the first to celebrate. But what I'm listening for is transition in your life. What's God doing in you? He's going to be working. He's always working. How about in you? Because that's where the kingdom is. That's where we want to get to this tranquility place. We want to change our state, our change of our mind and our thinking, and we want to be transitioning. So it says over in 8:14, this is what those who are what? Led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So if I'm led by the Spirit of God, I am a child of God. Let's just do that. We use our pronouns. It's not even a pronoun in it, man. But her, you know, but I kind of threw it in there because the state of the world, you know, is all about the pronoun nowadays. Child might be just a noun. One day they'll grow up and be a pro. There you go. So I fixed that up. Pronoun. Okay. Prophesy over them. So those are the children of God. Right? Receiving the Spirit of God that we will what? If we suffer with Him, we'll also reign with Him. The children of God, let us grow up. Now we have our Father. Now we have get our identity. Now we have this truth. No matter what the other agents, the things of this world, the things to come to try to tear us down, to take our identity, now we're going to be led by the Spirit. Our souls not being led by the flesh or the carnal mind, because it says the carnal mind is death. I'm kind of going through here real quick. Y'all pick that back up, and y'all can read that in Romans 8. And then now the Spirit, what? The Spirit is life. You cannot please God by the carnal mind. It's the spiritual mind. And what is that called? You might as well say it's the spiritual soul. The soul that is led by the Spirit. These feelings and these emotions and this way of thinking has been transitioned. Now, when this other stuff that's been stuffed down deep inside of me tries to rise up, what do I have to fight with now? The light. Shine the light on it. Reveal it for what it is. turn it. Turn it to good, right? Use it as a weapon instead of a condemnation tool. Now we're going to use it as a good mechanism. We're going to use it for something who's going to do what? It builds faith. We're going to use it as evidence that where I once was, now I'm not there anymore. Now the restoration of the little fireball boy is coming back to life. Okay? This stuff should start happening. Have I arrived yet? Paul says, man, not that I've arrived yet. Not that I've obtained it. In Philippians 3. But what? I press toward the higher calling of Christ. I'm going to keep following him. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pulling these truths that he's given me, and I'm going to keep marching. I don't care what it looks like, smells like, feels like, tastes like. I'm going to keep moving forward. I don't care if I had an emotional meltdown. I'm coming forward out of there. That's behind me. And it's going to turn into mercy, and it's going to turn into goodness no matter what, because it says over there in 8:28, it says all things work together for the good for those that love Christ. I'm going to love him. You know why? And there's going to be proof in it. There's going to be faith. There's going to be evidence, because I'm going to keep marching toward him. I'm not going to dwell in this back over here, because you know what's going to happen if I keep dwelling in this over here? It's going to consume me, and there's going to be some bad things come out of there. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not about bad things anymore. I want to be about that good thing. I want to be about that life. In the street, they said, oh, I'm about that life. There's that thug life. I'm about that thug life. Oh, man, whatever, bro. I'm about that life. Let's knock the thug off of it. Let's be about life. I don't want to let this other stuff come in me. Okay? That's going to lead us to the next part. Okay, so now, my goodness, 3 minutes after. So we got transition. So transition, we're going to be led by the Spirit. And what we're going to do? Look at this. This is a good word. Tranquility. We know the difference, right? Tranquility is the state of, we're just in a state. Now we're in a different state. We're transitioning from one state to another state. Now this state is tranquility. Look at 2 Corinthians 3:18. And here's one we want to pull out from King James Version, because he put some of that in there. Y'all know what that is? I'm going to put this right here. I'm just going to write this. Somebody look that up and read that for me.
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
Woo!
Just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
There you go. All right, from turmoil, agitation. Anybody been agitated this past week? Anybody been disturbed? Not disturbed. Disturbed. A mind or, look here. This is what Webster said. Or spirit. Can our spirit be in turmoil? No. Our spirit's not, but our soul can be. Okay? Our soul can be in turmoil. We can be agitated. That's our feelings, our minds, and our emotions. All these things can be. Wah, la, 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 la. Ah. And I'll tell you what, you jump off a cliff. How fast? Maybe y'all can. I can. Because that's what it's wanting to do. It's already been building up. I'm already on the edge. If I get to that point, I'm already on the edge. All it takes is just a little bit more, and the next thing I know, I'm off of it. How am I going to get back? How am I going to get back? I'm going to stay down in that bottom pit. No, there's a bottom to it, okay? There's a bottom to it. because I'm going to first call back on to what? Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Am I in Christ Jesus? Y'all probably can't answer that. I'll answer that. Yes, I am. Is he in me? Yes, he is. Now, when I jump off a cliff, was I in him? Probably wasn't acting like I was in him. I probably opened the door of the plane and kind of jumped out. But you know, he come right with me as a parachute. You can't leave him. He didn't stay on the plane. He come right on over. And him, listen, this is what he just hit me. And his banner over me is a parachute. It's love. You know, to protect me from my outbreaks. The things that try to take me away from his truth. Take me away from his tranquility. And just what he said, that he will take us where? From glory to glory. Is that going to happen just in one moment in time? Well, it feels like it does till you walk out the door. And then something else comes at you. And there's another agent coming. And I said, Lord, when am I going to get away from this? When's this stuff going to stop? When you get to heaven. Okay? But there is. The word says there is a highway of righteousness. In Proverbs. And it says that the wicked and stuff can't even get on it. That's what I'm looking for. And it say over yonder. So there is one. We got to work our way to it. Strive into the goodness and keep fighting, keep persevering. Not that I've obtained it yet, but I continue to. I used to tell them I tear off the rearview mirror. I know what's behind me. I'm not looking and focusing back on there. Oh, that brings me another word. We got tranquil up here. We're going to walk in this tranquility. So how do we keep this going? How do we do this? I made a little acronym. Before we finish up, let's do this in red. Lynn, since she... Woo! Look at here. Ah, that's too big, Mike. I want it big, but I'm going to have to break it down. I'm going to take Mark out. We know what Mark was? Y'all remember that verse that I had on the bottom? Mark 7:14 and them. There's not anything that comes inside the body that will defile a man, but it what comes out. All right. How are we going to stay in this state of mind of tranquility? There's your F. It's not failing. Focus. We're going to stay focused. What are we going to stay focused on? The truth. Are we going to stay focused on the trauma? Are we going to stay focused on our shortcomings, the tragedies, all, you know, whatever? No. I want to stay focused on the truth. Because I got a renewed mind coming here. And it's still being renewed daily. Because that's part of my commands. Do these things. So what should be the first? What does focus mean? All right, let's get this right here. Forgive. Number one, if you're not going to forgive yourself, you're going to walk in this trauma. You're going to walk in this turmoil. You're not going to forgive the agent. I tell you what. Tell you what's true. Jesus is Lord. Oh, yes. All right. See here? Then guess what? We've had this word a lot, right? You got to overcome it. Matthew 6, you hear about forgiveness and overcoming. Let's look at
1 John 15. And 4. Or 5, 15. Ain't no 15 in 1 John. 5 and 4. And I think Pastor John might have said this one Wednesday night. But what's that right there? It says, for whoever is born of God is what? Yeah. He's overcomes the world. He's an overcomer. So the world's in us. We're born of God. We got it. We're going to be an overcomer. Now this one I struggle with. I'm going to use one other word that we're going to use because of where we at and working it. But there was like three different C's that really come to me. One C was cognitive. Okay? Awareness. We need to be cognitive. We need to be aware of what's coming around and what's doing. Don't be ignorant of the schemes of the enemy or the devices that he's going to use to try to get you. The other was confession. All right, if we confess these things, that we've failed, we've done these things, we confess and release those things out of us, guess where they're not no more? They're not in here. But here's the other one that I kind of like rested on, and I want to be this. Content. We're content with the Lord. Paul says, no matter what state I'm in, we're hitting on those states today, I've learned to be content. I've had a lot, I've had less, I've been here, I've been there, but the thing is, I've got Christ and Christ in me, I'm content. No matter what state I'm in. So we want to be content. And he says that in Philippians. I'd like to go through. Y'all need to read that Philippians 4. Because right before that part, whatever is true, whatever is pure, noble, what? Meditate on those things. Study on those things. Hold on to those things. So that the what? The peace of God that surpasses all knowledge will protect your what? Heart and mind. Hallelujah. Now, here's the other one for the you. I'm about to put the you up there again. You. Understanding. We have to get this understanding. Proverbs 4:7. I'll just throw that one on there. Mark 7:14 for that as well. So what was the S in the focus? Stand. No, if you can't do anything else, what the word said, it says stand. Stand. If you can't move, stand. Stand in it. Stand in the truth. Stand in the promises of God. And look, we want to do this, but we also want to do this. Stand. And also we want to stand with stability. I'm standing over here. But I could get knocked over if something don't hurry up change. So the stability part has to come in. Sort of like what it was with Jacob, right? He couldn't hardly stand, but he was standing, wasn't he? But then he was also standing on what? The book of evidence. A staff full of evidence. So that book of evidence, that faith that endures and builds up in us will give us that stability to waver through, persevere through all the things that come. And so you'll see part of that right there would be in Ephesians, right? 6, I think it's 14 on that one. All these 14s and 4s and things coming up to me. So that's where that goes. And in closing, stay focused. Y'all remember the prodigal son? In closing, you know, prodigal means squanderer. Wasn't, you know, that he was just this crazy boy or whatever, but he squandered his identity, basically.
That's what he did. He threw his identity away. Well, he come to his senses, and that's a big Greek word, that himself, and I can't even pronounce it right now. I closed my book. I know, you're about to hit the button again. I see. He, ding dong. All right, I'm out of here. But when he come back, we did all this stuff, right? The father said, hey, you met him right there. My goodness, he's always right there. Remember, we're going to jump out the plane, but Jesus is still there. The parachute is still covering us. We can't outrun him. We can't get away from him. He's there. He's going to protect us. He's over us. So what we're going to do is stay focused on him. My goodness, he's going to be with us. So the son come through. He come back. All this thing happened. And what happened to the oldest son? He become indignant. Why? Well, my goodness, I've been with you all this time. And you've never threw a party for me. You've never celebrated me. What did daddy say? Daddy said, son, you've always been with me. All I have is yours. It's our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom of God. All he has is ours. We got to stay focused and aware of what we have. We have life. We have got it made. We're already there. He said, you're already seated in heavenly places. So the son forgot. He got so caught up in this and that, just like Mary and Martha. Martha had everything that Mary had, but she was so busy, caught up in all this, doing that, caught up in... She didn't realize that there was only one thing needed. It's so easy to get so tore up and so drawn out and just broken apart, thinking we've got all this pressure and all these things on us, but now, my goodness, all we got to do, all I have is already in you, Lord God. Everything you got's in me. We got it all worked out. Let me stay focused on who you are, who I am, and let's get this thing done. Right? I got me sweating. It's time to go. Stay focused. All right, y'all ready? Good day, bad day, good time, been a good month. March is always a tough month because spring is springing. Life's coming. We right there at that back point, we want to give up, right? You know, it's always right there. We're about to give up right before the new beginning, right before the breakthrough, man. We want to take our hands off of it because the pressure gets so hard. But we're going to stay in it because we know that the spring is springing. It's coming. All right? Just like in the world, what does it say? We coming. He's coming. Jesus is coming. He's already here in us. But the manifestation of the kingdom and everything's coming. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all can shout in a little bit. Yes. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for the love and life you've given us, the truth, Lord God, that you've poured out upon us, that you've laid it all here before us, Lord God. You say, hey, it's all ours right now. Just like what you said, Lord Jesus, that all things been given unto me. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share it with you. Lord, let us grab a hold of this truth. Let us not hold back. Let's tear off that rearview mirror. Let's not be focused on the things that happen, the tragedy things. I know, Lord, we got to shine a light on it to get it up and get it out. But we're going to do it with your truth. And we're going to overcome by your truth. We're going to stay focused in all these things. We're going to stand. We're going to be standing with stability, Lord God, in your truth. And by your name, Lord God, we're going to persevere. And we're going to apprehend one day completely and fully to the perfection of who you are, Lord God. It's going to be completely made whole in us in this kingdom, in your body. We praise you, Lord. We speak life over this next stage of this beautiful day. Let your fire fall, Lord God. Let revival break out inside of us and let us just stand in you for the upcoming days. Hallelujah. Maybe it be months. I don't care. Let us roll with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Nobody told you that today.